Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. President George W. Bush is speaking this morning at a naturalization ceremony in Dallas. They expect more than 45 candidates from more than 20 countries. Here's a snippet of what Bush will say. The great yearning of so many to live in our country presents a significant challenge. America's elected representatives have a duty to regulate who comes in and when. In meeting this responsibility, it helps to remember that America's immigrant history made us who we are. Amid all the complications of policy, may we never forget that immigration is a blessing and a strength. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the United States is now preparing to leave up to 1,000 troops in Syria to work with Kurdish fighters after talks with allies failed to agree on a safe zone. The Post and Courier in South Carolina reports that Vice President Mike Pence will headline Senator Lindsey Graham's re-election kickoff in South Carolina later this month. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has an op-ed in the Washington Post framing the Democratic debate for this recess, calling for a two-state solution and the equal application of American values to all nations. On the trade front, the New York Times is reporting that talks with China could stretch into late April, with the threat of tariffs hanging over Beijing. Bob Lighthizer has a very full plate. In addition to the USMCA and China, Lighthizer is starting separate bilateral negotiations for free trade agreements with Japan and the European Union. And he's also in a trilateral negotiation with those countries on WTO rules to tackle Chinese non-market practices. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, the Prime Minister plans to announce gun law reforms within a matter of days after last week's terrorist attack. In North Carolina, our colleague Laura Barron Lopez reports the 10 Republicans met last week's filing deadline to run in the open primary in the 9th Congressional District, which will make for a crowded, underfunded field. On the 2020 front, our colleague David Siders reports that Beto O'Rourke made some stumbles in his first few days in the campaign trail, wobbling on policy specifics despite his charismatic start. Here's what's on tap for the president's Monday. He'll be briefed on the economic report of the president in the Oval Office at 11:30. He'll have lunch at 12:30 with Mike Pence. And at 5:45, he'll attend a Greek Independence Day celebration in the East Room. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
The U.S. economy is powered by strong businesses and a dynamic workforce. That's why members of SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, are in D.C. this week advocating for policies that will create better workplaces and a better world. From workplace equity and workforce development to workplace flexibility and workplace immigration, SHRM is committed to solutions that empower work, workers, and the workplace. Learn more at shrm.org/policy.